questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning, we've got Riley Phillips-Harris in the studio. Kia ora, Riley. How are you?
Kia ora, everybody. Good to be here.
It's nice to have you up here. I'm so interested to talk about what your kind of your life is like, basically. So you're studying at the Auckland Law School at the moment.
Yeah.
But also, you are a Taekwondo world champion and a stuntman. That's not exactly where I thought all of those things were going to go. How did you get into that?
It's not really where I thought my life was going to go, really. How did I get into all that? I kind of started my martial arts when I was 10 years old, growing up in the Bay of Islands. I grew up in a really rural area, and mum always thought it was a good thing for a young man to learn how to defend himself somewhat. So I enrolled in the local Taekwondo gym and developed a bit of an addiction. And the university was a very last minute decision for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to go to the army or pick up a trade, and I thought, oh well, why not give it a go? And so I enrolled in law school, and kind of enjoyed it, which was a bit of a surprise
good,
to
yeah.
me. And then the stunt work, I kind of just fell into that, excuse the bad pun.
How do you fall into stunt work? To me, it seemed like this kind of magical little bubble. How do you actually fall into something like that? Did you just get a shoulder tap one day in the Taekwondo gym? Or
yeah, so a coach of mine at the time, he's really quite a renowned stuntman. And he needed some young looking guys that are around 18 years old who could do some martial arts for a film called Shannara that was filming in New Zealand. And so he kind of tapped me on the shoulder and was like, hey man, you want to come roll around and fall into some things? And I decided, oh yeah, that sounds like a bit of fun. Be a good way to, you know, put some food on the table while I'm studying. And yeah.
Definitely, I think if you're 18 years old and someone says, do you want to come and be a stuntman in a movie? I feel like there's only really one response to that, isn't there? Yes, I would love to do that. So what kind of films have you worked on?
I've worked on a really broad range, actually. I've been lucky enough to work on local kind of Kiwiana films, things like Mahana and local productions, and also some big overseas ones. Peter Jackson and Warner Brothers did Mortal Engines, which filmed over here. I got to work over in Fiji on a horror movie over there, which
cool.
was called Fantasy Island, and working on a Netflix series at the moment called Cowboy Bebop, and been on Avatar, and yeah, so there's been a really broad range.
So how does the kind of stunt work actually, you know, work? What do you do? Are you sort of like filling in for the actor, or are you playing extras? How does it kind of play out?
It's quite a broad kind of job description. You can either be a double if your look is very similar to an actor and your measurements are all the same. You can be a double, or you know, your second bad guy from the left falling over and getting shot in the head.
Nice.
Or like the screaming guy in the background running into a tree or low hanging branch, something like that. So there's a broad range.
Favorite stunt? What's your favorite stunt you've done?
Oh, favorite stunt I've done. I think on Mortal Engines there were some pretty cool high falls, which is, you know.
So high falls, do you fall? You fall off something high.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Yeah. So I just want to clarify.
That's what it says on
and
the tin.
And then do you fall onto, like, I just imagine it being a trampoline. Is that what happens?
No. So some of them are like you'll have a harness on, which should stop you before you hit the ground. Well, that's the plan anyway. And some of them are like you fall into mats or airbags or cardboard boxes.
When you say that's the plan anyway, is that?
Sometimes doesn't go to plan.
Yeah.
There's a certain element of risk. I've been very fortunate. I haven't gotten injured, but there's been some pretty gnarly injuries where things haven't gone to plan. But it's the goal is to do dangerous things safely.
Yeah.
So.
That's very cool. This has got to be the ultimate party line, as I was like, what's your job? Well, I'm a stuntman. Okay, pull the other one. So how did that kind of fit in around your uni stuff as well? Are you still studying or have you finished up now?
Yeah, I've got 1 month left to go with my studies. So I've been here for around 6.5 years doing my honours at the moment. And so Dobby will finally be free in a month.
Nice. So have you kind of had to take time off to go work on film sets and things like that? Or has it kind of managed to fit into your schedule?
Yeah, hence why I've dragged my degree degree out a little bit, my schedule kind of flops and changes. There's not a lot of warning with the film work. I mean, I packed my life up and moved down to Wellington for like 6 months for a film, and they gave me 2 days notice to pull out of uni, move out of my flat and move down there for the next 6 months. And so between that and the sport, which kind of takes me around the world, it's been a bit hectic, but it's been good hectic, yeah.
So you are also a world champion in Taekwondo. How do you reach the title of world champion? Do you have to...
Do you fight... Is it fighting people?
Do you have to fight people out for it to the top spot? Is that how it works?
Yeah,
so Taekwondo, it's very similar to kickboxing. If you envision kickboxing, you punch to the head and kick to the body. You can't kick below the waist, and you get 3 points for a kick to the head, 2 points for a kick to the body, 2 points for a punch to the head, and 1 point for a punch to the body. And you have a couple of rounds, and essentially it's whoever's got the most points at the end of it. And it's supposed to be lighter contact than kickboxing, but as you get to the higher level competitions, it ends up being pretty
gnarly.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Also, it says on here as well that you're a Blues Award winner. What's a Blues Award, Riley?
So Blues Awards are awards that the university puts on for students across the arts and cultural and sporting endeavors that students undertake, and it's just kind of a way to recognize basically the extracurricular efforts that students are doing at the university. And there's some amazing stuff that people are doing, lots of charity work, lots of non-governmental work, lots of amazing academic pursuits and business pursuits, and it's really inspiring.
That's awesome. Well, it's such a pleasure to chat to you this morning. What a fascinating career you've got. Good luck for the last month of uni. It's always a slog, but I'm sure you'll come out the other side. And what's the Netflix show you're filming at the moment?
It's a show called Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's pretty cool.
A Japanese anime that they're making into a live action.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty exhilarating.
Are you kind of bad guy from the left in this one, or what's your sort of role?
It's evolving at the moment. I'm hoping to be a bit of a bad guy in it. Yeah.
Nice.
So we'll see how it turns out.
Last question. Do bad guys get the best stunts? This is a genuine question I've often thought when I'm watching a movie. They do get to be thrown a lot.
Yeah. Generally, from what I've seen, they get the gnarliest deaths and stuff like that as the hero kind of wipes them out. Pretty gnarly. So, yeah.
Awesome. Hey, well, thank you so much, Riley, for popping in today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university. You are